وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And justice is a key element of humans and human rights. And justice itself is made up of different factors. One of the main factors we want to discuss is freedom. Freedom itself is necessary for any society. It is necessary for any system. It is necessary to establish justice itself. The method adopted by the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, in the matter of politics, rulership, and administration of the state, was based on the principle of the freedom of people. We can see that from the beginning, from day one, when he was elected as the Khalif, as the ruler, he said, I don't want to be a ruler. If you want to choose me as a ruler and a leader, it has to be chosen by the people, all the people, voluntary. It can't be just some people want me and the rest don't. When you guys make up your mind and all of you decide to choose me as your leader, then I will come. That is an important principle applied by Amir al-Mu'mineen. Never have we seen a personality refuses power when it's given to him. And mind you, it wasn't just a simple city that he has to lead. He was leading the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim nation, a very lofty position that a lot of people fought for to gain. We have the lack of Muawiyah, the lack of Talha, the lack of Zubair, because the Muslim world back then was expanding. It expanded all the way to Spain and all the way to China. So it was almost half of the world, if not more, of the known world that we have today. To be a leader of such great country or a city or a system or what have you, it was lofty. It used to make people kill for it. Amir al-Mu'mineen was handed to him and he rejected. He said, the point of me being a leader is that I need to serve the people, right? But people have to choose for themselves. That's a principle he brought forward, that freedom is for the people. Freedom is by the people, and freedom is, obviously, it goes back to them, not to me. And he had an ardent belief in this freedom, which can be observed in all the actions of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When a person takes Amir al-Mu'mineen and dissects his life, he can see that this principle was applied to every action of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Whether he said something, whether he gave orders or prohibited some actions, whether it was a time of war, whether it was a time of peace, or made an appointment of a governor, or whatever manner he treated people or his children, or even in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His conduct was based on all these occasions on freedom itself. Even in his own worship, it has to be done based on the fact that he's free and he wants to do it, not because he has to do it. Let us take a short break and we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice and freedom that stems from justice itself. We said that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he had a very simple yet powerful principle that freedom is for the people and people should and shall be free. The question, however, arises as to why the people should be free. Why did Amir al-Mu'mineen emphasize on freedom of the individuals? Why should they be free? And why they should work according to their will and determination? Now, the answer might be simple and you might give an answer yourself, but reality is against that. If you take this question and try to dissect it and see why is it important? From where did they get the freedom? And what are its limits? According to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, according to Ali, the real cause of this freedom is a human society which must proceed on the path of blessedness and prosperity. So this freedom that he believes in so strongly that he wants to apply, giving people their own free will and determination, it is only because with such freedom, society can proceed. Society can move on the path of righteousness, on the path of happiness, on the path of prosperity. When people's right is taken away from them, when people have no right to choose, when people have no will, when people have no determination to do things of their own, then that definitely will bring society back and bring society down to its knees and push it back to the dark ages. And we can see that even in our modern times, when you see systems and countries and governments who are oppressive, these countries and these systems are very backwards. Where if you look at systems where people have at least some of their rights and have the right to speak, have the right to elect, have the right to do things their own, you see them prosper and move forward. So Amir al-Mu'mineen's vision of trying to give people complete and absolute freedom, obviously with the limitation that people need to know their limits when it comes to freedom, he was looking at society as a whole. He was looking at the ummah and the nation as a whole. He was looking for the betterment of that nation. He was looking for the improvement of that nation. And he says it will not improve unless people have their freedom. Now, the topic and the concept of freedom in Amir al-Mu'mineen's government is a lengthy one. So, inshallah, we'll leave it up to here. And we will continue this discussion. And why is it so important that Amir al-Mu'mineen focus on freedom in episodes to come? Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله